This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Labor and Community Collaborations, Digging In to Fight Forward in Buffalo. Richard Lipsitz, the head of the Western New York Area Labor Federation of the AFL-CIO, sits in an interesting cross-section. With the call to revive manufacturing, he notes that his area may have less manufacturing jobs than it did, but interestingly, he argues that the overall economy in metropolitan Buffalo is about the same percentage of manufacturing jobs as it ever did, between 15 and 20%. A headline in a morning paper bolstered his case as General Motors announced a several hundred million dollar investment into improving and expanding its plants, once feared on the list for mothballing. Visiting with the staff of Acorn Canada at our year-end, year-begin meeting, he made the case that there would be resistance to turning back the clock, and that labor was deeply debating the issues. At the same time, Lipsitz was balancing on a slender beam. He argued for patience, he argued for finding a way to pull all the pieces together. He admitted that some unions would salute revival of pipelines and all would support more infrastructure investment, but it couldn't divide labor. He was clear that Governor Cuomo of New York's investments in the Buffalo area were also a key reason for low employment and a rising population, fueled partly by immigrants and a rare Rust Belt comeback. The expansion of the medical corridor and its 26,000 jobs made a huge difference. On his tightrope wire, he wanted to commit labor to the fight, but didn't want any high winds blowing with dissident movements or factional fights. He had no patience for the Working Families Party in New York, but was open to Bernie Sanders and Our Revolution being part of efforts to move the Democratic Party left. He was categorical in advocating that the only way forward for the Democratic Party was a headlong commitment to being more progressive. We also met Franchelle Hart, the executive director of an interesting formation called Open Buffalo, the product of a funding competition run by George Soros, Open Society Foundations, that was won by Puerto Rico, San Diego, and Buffalo. Open Buffalo described itself as a community movement for social and economic justice and a civic initiative to make major long-term improvements in justice and equity in the city of Buffalo. They're committed to building civic capacity in the areas of restorative justice, leadership development, arts, and innovation. That was the top line of her remarks, but what clearly moved her most personally were efforts to force the police to be more sensitive to the community, especially African Americans, without a Ferguson, as she argued, although she seemed skeptical from the work thus far that that might be possible. Open Buffalo had also supported a campaign to win inclusionary zoning in the city, opening a dialogue with the Acorn Canada organizers, who are involved in a number of campaigns in different communities on that issue. Hart reported without satisfaction that they had at least gotten a commitment for a study. Some of the Vancouver organizers comforted her that that was farther than some of their campaigns had gotten thus far. The Trump era, as she called it already, was much on everyone's minds. Lipsitz was a clear in the commitment to resist, and Open Buffalo was still digging in to fight forward, so both offered the beginnings of a consensus for the future. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.